This is Dr. Mejia, the temple patient, Lily's room. Medical records 152867, date of birth 5/20/1940. Referring physician, it's Dr. Tariq Tayaba. Procedure performed AGD, secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure November 15, 2023, indications, dysphagia, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, submucosal nodule on the distal esophagus, number 2, polyp in the fundus of the stomach, number 3, otherwise known as EGD, paraparagraph, deformization, second portion of the duodenum, complication known immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, paraparagraph, upper procedures for EGD template, paraparagraph, findings, otofarynx of pianoma, paraparagraph, esophagus, there is a submucosal nodule in the esophagus about 1 centimeter, in size, 1.5 centimeter in size, that was biopsied, period. Rest of the esophagus appear normal. Biopsies taken from mid-distal and proximal esophagus, rule out eosinophilic esophagitis. Stomach, there's mild diffuse erythema in the anterior body. Biopsies taken rule out H. pylori, period. There's a diminutive polyp. In the fundus of the stomach, biopsies taken. Duodenum, D1, D2 appear normal. Period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, patient need an endoscopic ultrasound for evaluation of the submucosal nodule of the distal esophagus, period. Next number, patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks.